I'm Deanne Penn with UN News. Although the COVID-19 virus outbreak has been designated a pandemic, containment is still possible and there's no need to panic. This is the official advice from the World Health Organization, WHO. After he took part in a media briefing at the UN Health Agency's headquarters in Geneva on Friday, WHO spokesperson Tarik Yasarevich spoke to Daniel Johnson from UN News about the appropriate responses needed by governments and citizens worldwide to the outbreak. He started by explaining that each country will take a different approach, but everyone needs to be prepared and follow WHO guidelines.
We have said that countries should take a mixed approach, continue with containment, because this is the best way to try to identify where the virus is and how to best try to slow down or, if possible, to disrupt the transmission chains. At the same time, it is important to try to protect others by social distancing. And if we have a sustained transmission in an area, obviously other measures such as cancelling of mass gathering event should be considered, because that could also slow down the transmission.
But the point is, there is no reason to panic, that nothing changes. The advice from Dr. Tedros has not changed. Countries should continue to work boosting their hospital resources and trying to gain time effectively.
That's correct. The advice has not changed, but we have seen that many more countries are reporting cases. We believe that in the future, more people will be exposed to the virus and more countries will be reporting cases. So there is no reason for panic. Panic is never a good friend of a response to public health emergency, but countries should be ready. We see that there are health systems that could be overwhelmed by the number of patients, so countries had some time and hopefully they use this time to boost their capacities, to make sure that they have enough of hospital beds, make sure that they have enough of equipment and laboratory testing kits so they can really deal with more people being sick in countries with a few cases, and those who have more people right now to provide medical care and try to protect those who are most vulnerable.
Yes, and your clinical unit is in contact twice a week with over 30 countries discussing where the challenges are. And one of those challenges is exhausted health workers. That's what they've been reporting, as well as the difficulty of getting hold of sufficient mechanical respirators. So how do you help them? What's the next step? What does the World Health Organization try to do in situations like this?
Well, we are in contact with all the countries and we are looking into gaps they have in their preparedness plans. Some countries lack equipment, some countries lack trained people. And when you say equipment, you say trained people, because having equipment does not mean much if you don't have people who can actually use it. Obviously, health systems are under strain, and this is a big test for every country in the world. We hope that those emergency plans, that preparedness that has been happening and that we have been advocating for years, is now coming to the motion so we can all do what is needed. Obviously, in a real time, we are in touch with all the countries and trying to see how we can assist.
Just from a personal perspective, the World Health Organization has been providing as much information as possible and prevent an infodemic, I think it's been called. You know, we've seen this with social media, lots of myths, and you're aiming to myth bust, aren't you, effectively? So how are you finding the approach to this virus and this epidemic has differed from ones in the past, from the SARS, from the MERS?
Well, as you expand the geographical areas where virus is circulating, obviously more people are feeling concerned individually, and obviously we will get more questions from every corner of the world, and it's our duty, among other things, on one hand to answer ourselves, but more importantly to provide countries and governments with the proper guidance how they should be communicating with their own population. Every context is different. We hope and we ask every country in the world to provide timely and accurate information to their citizens, because we know proper response cannot be mounted without full compliance from the population and participation from the population. People will adhere to advice provided by health authorities only if they are explained, only if they have the information, what we know, what we don't know about the virus, and why we need to do measures that we ask people to do. So this is really a crucial point.
Just sticking with that, how has the experience of the World Health Organization, social media, myth-busting, did that exist in 2012, the last epidemic?
Well, we are in a different period. There is much more information out there, and in a real time, we are learning about what's the best way to deal with it. We work with the social media platforms around the world to try to see how we can make credible information available and how we can push that credible information, because again, any sort of misinformation can create panic, can create problems, can delay things, and this is what we don't need right now.